Hello and good day everyone, and welcome to another episode of Everyday Black History. Hopefully your week is going well so far. We're getting closer and closer to the weekend, so no doubt you can hold out at least one more day, and Friday will be here, and hopefully you have a great weekend, a weekend full of fun and partying or rest and relaxation, depending on what it is that you need. Unless, of course, you work during the weekend, then that's another story, but hopefully your week is going by well. So today, on this Thursday afternoon, we're going to get into a little bit of Black history. And today we're going to be highlighting a woman by the name of Kathy Hughes. And Kathy Hughes is a entrepreneur, a radio and television personality, and a business executive. She founded the media company Radio One, when the company went public in 1999, it made her the first African-American woman to head a publicly traded corporation. She is the innovator and creator of the radio format called The Quiet Storm, which she created in the 1970s on Howard University's radio station WHUR with disc jockey and fellow Howard student Melvin Lindsay. But let's get into a little background information on her. She was born Catherine Elizabeth Woods on April 22nd, 1947, to Helen and William Woods. And her mom, Helen, was a trombonist with the International Sweethearts of Rhythm at Piney Woods School. Piney Woods is a school that was started in the segregated South by a black man. And her dad, William Alfred Woods, was the first African-American to earn an accounting degree from Creighton University. Her family lived in the housing projects while her father attended college, and she grew up in a house full of siblings, with her interest in music starting at a young age. She used to lay in bed at night and listen to music before going to sleep. Since her parents didn't have much money, she had to start working at a young age, the age of 14, so that she can help to, help feed the family. She actually had to lie about her job. She had to lie about her age, to get her first job at the age of 14 so that she can help feed the family. But despite all the family's hardships, she still went on to college. She went to the University of Nebraska, Omaha, and Creighton University, the alma mater of her father, where she took business administration courses. Although she wasn't able to complete and receive a degree, she still continued to, she got a job at Howard University's radio station, working as in the sales department. But before she got a job at Howard University, in the mid-60s, she worked at an African-American newspaper called the Omaha Star. And this is before she got into radio. And she began her career in 1969 at KOWH in Omaha before she left for Washington, D.C., where she was offered a job as an administrative assistant with Tony Brown at the School of Communications at Howard University. And this is what led her to WHUR-FM. Where she became the sales manager at Howard University's radio station, which she got that position in 1973, and she increased the station's revenue from $250,000 to $3 million in just her first year of being the general sales manager. By 1975, she was the first woman vice president and general manager of a station in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., where she created the format that we know of as Quiet Storm. And that was revolutionary for urban radio, and it was aired at over 480 stations nationwide, this Quiet Storm format. In 1979, she decided with her husband at the time, Dewey Hughes, that they wanted to purchase a radio station. They were turned down 32 times by banks before they finally found a lender so that they can buy their first radio station. And in 1980, they founded Radio One, they brought an AM radio station, WOL, 1450, Channel 1450 in Washington, D.C. Now, although it was a big deal for them to buy a radio station, at first, in the early years, it was hard. They actually went through some hard time. The radio station had financial difficulties, and she even lost her home, and her son had to live at the station for a short period of time. But once they revamped the station, the R&B station, to a 24-hour talk radio format, that's when their fortunes began to change. And they changed it to Information is Power, which was a talk radio format that they decided to go to, which talked about African-American issues and things of that nature. She served as the morning host for 11 years, and by 1982, the bank had threatened to cease payments to the radio station unless it agreed to air music. So she decided to air music throughout the day and use the AM talk radio format in the morning during her session. And to this day, WOL is still the most listened to talk radio station in Washington, D.C., which showed just her, how, you know, the legacy that she created by doing this. By 1987, they brought another radio station, WMMJ, with her company Radio One, which is now called Urban One. By 1995, she brought out another radio station, WKYS. And by 1999, Radio One went on to own 70 radio stations and 9 major markets in the U.S. And they decided to go public, become a publicly traded company, listed under the NASDAQ exchange, which made her the first African-American woman to run a publicly traded corporation. As of 2007, her son, Alfred Liggins III, serves as the CEO and president of Radio One, and Kathy Hughes serves as the chairman. And she's also a minority owner of BET Industries, which owns the BET channel and several other businesses. In 2004, January, Radio One launched TV One, the TV One network, which is a cable and satellite television channel, which shows African-American programming, and has built itself as a lifestyle and entertainment network for African-American adults. There, prominent personalities in the entertainment industry that are African-American are highlighted on that channel, and there are many black sitcoms that came on during the 90s that are syndicated on TV One as well. The Radio One, which we mentioned, is now Urban One, as of 2015, had a net worth of close to $500 million. And we'll do another episode on Urban One, because Urban One has a vast array of radio stations throughout the country that they owned and that they brought out throughout the years. Urban One is actually a big company, a big media company that we definitely got to highlight on Everyday Black History, because the way it operates and the way it continues to grow, it's really a big deal that we have to highlight. But Kathy Hughes was the winner of many awards. She was granted an honorary doctorate from the Sojourner Douglas College in Baltimore in 1995. She was awarded the first woman to be awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award ceremony at the so she was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Sojourner Douglas College. She's also part of the Maryland Chamber of Commerce Business Hall of Fame. And she was also awarded the first annual Black History Hall of Fame Award in the year 2000. She presented the National Action Network's Keepers of the Dream Award, which is an award that spotlights role models who contribute and honor Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy. So she was awarded a lot of different awards over the years for her work and for the things that she's accomplished. I mean, there's more information on her. For the work that she's done and the work that her company is doing. Like I said, we're going to do a separate episode highlighting her corporation, Urban One, and how it started and how it grew. We get into a little more detail with that. But Kathy Hughes, we thank you for your contribution to Black history and Black culture, and we salute you for it. And that concludes this episode of Everyday Black History. Please continue to support us here at Everyday Black History. You can find our podcast on Spotify or iTunes or anywhere where you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. We have YouTube videos, so just look up Everyday Black History. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Everyday Black History. You can find us and find out more information. So thank you for the support. Please continue to support, and stay tuned for the next episode.